After my brother and I personally created thousands of pieces of content, built over 10 million followers, managed millions in mobile app spend, helped apps get millions of users, millions of followers, and billions of views, working with companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and Cloak, we decided to start this podcast to share everything we learned along the way. I hope you share it with a fellow mobile app founder and enjoy. Okay, in less than 15 minutes, I'm going to be showing you the exact media buying playbook for mobile apps so you know exactly how to spend money on ads effectively. For those of you who are new here, my name is Sai Kara. I am the co-founder of Trendify along with my older brother Shrieker. This is me on the right. This is him on the left. I started creating content at the age of six, as you can see my amazing face over here. Since then, in less than 10 years, we had cracked the short form algorithm and we'd amassed over 10 million followers across our own personal accounts. If you're curious, you can check us out on TikTok, although you probably find this content a lot more interesting and useful for you. So wrote tons of articles on Forbes and Entrepreneur about it. Since then, we had tons of various apps reaching out to us, asking if we could get them more installs through our accounts. So we'd basically promote the apps through our accounts, through influencer campaigns. We helped apps get hundreds of thousands of users. And then we realized something. What if we were able to do this more predictably for them at scale? And that's when we launched Trendify. And since then, we've driven millions of users to various mobile apps, managed millions in mobile app spend, helped apps get millions of organic followers, drove billions of views to apps, worked with 50 plus apps, including companies like Y Combinator, Mindvalley, and Cloaked. Tons of case studies on our website that you can check out, blah, 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 blah. And the big thing that I really want to reiterate is that we don't do anything else but work with mobile apps on paid ads. And so it's like, the advice you're hearing from me now is not just from apps that are really small that we've taken to big levels. It's also from apps spending millions of dollars a month on paid ads. Like, if you're a mobile app founder and you're running paid ads or you're thinking about running paid ads, this is all catered towards you. Like, we don't work with e-com. We don't work with SaaS. All we do is mobile apps. And so by this point, you've probably nailed your creative strategy. If you haven't already and your ads aren't necessarily working or you feel like your creatives suck, watch the other videos on this YouTube account. They will probably be more valuable for you than this one. This is going to be a bit higher level if your ads are currently performing. So let's say you're spending anywhere from $10,000 to $5 million a month on ads. This is kind of the video for you. So by this point, your creators are performing, UGC is working, and your ads are converting, but the real challenge, media buying. So if you don't properly allocate and optimize spend, your creative won't reach the right people and you'll literally burn money. So even if your creatives are really good, sometimes you'll notice that they're not reaching the right people and you'll be in your head about it. I want to do definitely preface by saying that media buying is like 10% of the whole equation. But again, like once you reach a certain point, there are some levers that you can pull that will give you exponential returns. And a quick story I want to tell you about this before I continue. We worked with an app that had a media buyer on board that was getting them probably like $4 installs. So for every install, it costed about $4. We were confident that we could do better in the strategy, but the company's founders and team were like, I know media buying is like only 10% of it. How are you guys so confident? And we were like, just let us test it out for a month. We did it. We took over all of their media buying after, just because of the things we were able to do. So yes, it is 10%, but if you know when you can utilize media buying in the proper way, that's when you kind of just step on the gas. Okay, so this section will teach you exactly how to buy media profitably, optimize campaigns for scale, and maximize app usage and not just installs. Big thing with media buying is like, you're not just paying for installs, you're paying for things that people do within the app. And I'll talk about that in just a second. All right, so basic back and napkin math. If you haven't done this as a founder that has ads currently running for their mobile app, you're stupid and you should never be running or creating an app ever again in your life or running ads again. I'm kidding. I say that because I like made the same mistakes when we first started running ads for mobile apps. We didn't reverse engineer KPIs. Sai, you literally run a mobile app agency. What are you doing? I know. And so I want to save you from making the same mistakes that I made. So how do you reverse engineer your KPIs? Every successful paid ad strategy starts with understanding three core metrics. That's your LTV, your CAC, which is your a customer acquisition cost, and then the LTV to CAC ratio. So that's the ratio between your LTV and CAC. And the golden rule is that your LTV and CAC to CAC ratio should be at least 3-1. So meaning, let's say your LTV, your lifetime value for every, on average for people that use your app, usually pay around $30. So for every conversion you get, you can predict that they can pay at least $30. So you know, for every user you get, they'll pay at least $30. And your cost per acquisition should be one. So let's say you spend $1 and you have a $30 LTV. Like, that's something that you can scale. Or even if you have a $10 CAC, which is like it costs you $10 to get a subscriber, you can scale that because you know that your LTV is $30. That means for every dollar you spend to acquire a user, they should bring in at least $3 in revenue over their lifetime. So let's break this down. Your app's LTV is $100. This means on average, your every user spends $100 over their lifetime using your app. Your ideal CAC should be $33 max. To maintain a 3-to-1 ratio, if it's 34 bucks, your 3-to-1 ratio gets wrecked. Three, your install to purchase conversion rate. Let's assume that for every 100 installs, 5 users convert into paying users. And your target cost per install is $1.65. If only 5% of installs convert into paying users, then you know you need to keep your CPI below $1.65 to maintain profitability. If you know your LTV, in which if you're running ads, you 100% should, just take this equation, put it in a ChatGPT, take a screenshot of like this specific part if you can't do math, basic back of napkin kindergarten math. I'm kidding, I'd probably have to use GPT too. Take a screenshot of this and put in your numbers and you'll figure out what your ideal cost per install is. Most startups completely ignore this process and kind of just like hope that their ads are profitable. But you'll realize that you make this mistake so much and you'd want to punch yourself in the gut for not solving it a year ago. All right, so why is media buying not just about installs? And now this is, again, one of those, like, I say this all the time. It's like one of the scars that we had to endure that I don't want you to endure because, like, we endure the pain, and I want to make sure that you don't get the scar. We used to think that more installs was more success because basically the way we viewed it as influencers is like, oh, let's just get these apps a bunch of installs, right? Because that's what they're paying us for. But as you get deeper into the funnels, you're running ads for these various companies, you realize that it's really not the way to go about things. All right, so... wrong. More installs means nothing if no one actually uses your app. What really matters are three main things. Retention, are people coming back after downloading, which basically means like, are they staying on the app? Are they using it? Are they subscribing? Activation rate, are they completing key actions within your app? Let's say the big thing is like an extension activation, right? Let's say that your app is an extension where you put it onto Safari and it like saves you money while you're shopping, like Honey, for example. We'll probably not use Honey because they have like so much hate on them, Rakuten, something like that, right? Activation rate, so are they like doing those things? Third, revenue generating activities, are they subscribing, purchasing, or engaging with monetizable features? Those are the three things you should think about. So let's think about it this way, right? You could have 1 million installs, but if 90% of your users delete your app in 2 days, you just wasted your entire ad budget, which probably means that either your ads suck and like they suck so bad that people are looking at your ad and expecting something totally different based off what they're looking at in the ad, and then they come to your app and it's something completely different. Or your app just sucks and you just wasted a bunch of money promoting it. So instead of blindly chasing installs, use your ad data to identify where users drop off, pinpoint your app's biggest frictions, and fix key retention bottlenecks. So I'll give you a little story. We worked with an app, really awesome tool, and they were getting installs for about $1.50 at scale, but 75% of their users were dropping off before activating their browser extension. And it's like, why would you keep spending money if your activation and your browser extensions, like, just people aren't activating it? The solution, the founders realized this, they were smart founders that actually cared about their product, more on this later, and they optimized their onboarding flow, simplified the extension activation process, and retention jumped overnight, and they're able to scale. So takeaway, ads don't just bring users, they show you where your product needs work. Sai, what does this have to do with media buying? I'll get to it, trust me. Okay, so nitty gritty, meaty stuff. Budgeting, how much should you spend? This is the million, you know what? I'm changing this to $1 billion question. How much should I actually spend on ads? All right, so here's like the rough truth, which is that anything less than $100 a day is too low to gather meaningful data. You'll realize this, you'll see this as you start running ads. Recommended minimum ad spend is about $100 a day. Slow but steady learning, $500 a day, faster optimizations, $1,000 a day, rapid scaling and insights. And the kind of like the way I think about this is like at $50 a day, it could take months to validate what works because Meta or like whatever platform you're running ads on spends money and then you have to learn from it. And there's like a learning curve. There's a period in time in which you learn. At $500 a day, you'll 10x that process because you 10x your spend. So the results that usually take months to validate could take you a week. And you just 10x that, whatever, a week divided by 10. And you'll see that the bigger companies spend so much on ads. One, because obviously they want more users, but two, because they want to learn really quick. If you see any startups that have just raised funding that are in like hyper growth stage and like scale stage, they'll spend a lot of money on ads to gather data so they can just like learn really, really quick. Really quick, guys, my brother and I spend a ton of time putting together free content like this. And if you're enjoying so far, it would mean the world if you could leave a review and share this with a fellow mobile app founder. For all you know, this podcast could be the unlock to them building a billion-dollar app, and you will be forever remembered for sending it to them. Now back to the show. Okay, scaling your ad spend. How do you actually scale your ad spend? The big mistake that people make is that they find an ad that works and then they immediately 5x their spend. The reason why this doesn't work is if you increase budget too fast, ad platforms lose efficiency and start showing your ads to less relevant people. The way these platforms work, like Mark Zuckerberg, the Meta founder, the way he thinks about, and he doesn't think about this, their algorithms think about it, but the way they think about it is they want to find a pocket of people that match your ideal criteria. And as soon as you 5X it, they're unable to find a 5X of that pocket, especially if your niche is a little narrow. And it's just hard for them to optimize. Like, they can't just 5X your thing overnight, which is why even Meta recommends that you increase budget by like 15 to 20% a day. And that's exactly what you should be doing. And a big thing is expecting diminishing returns. The way I think of it is for every 100% that you scale, so like if you scale your spend from $100 to $200, expect your CAC to scale by 20%. So if your cost per install is $1 when you're spending $100 on ads and then you scale to $200 on ads, expect a $1.20 cost per install. That's just like, again, that's just like an average. Okay, so now here's the big thing, optimizing for in-app events instead of installs. So what if there was a way, and I've seen apps spending, hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on ads that don't even know about optimizing for deeper app events. You don't have to optimize for an install. Again, the way that these platforms work, Meta, Google, TikTok, whatever you're running ads on, or maybe not Google, Meta, YouTube, TikTok, whatever you're running your ads on, they optimize for installs. And so when you set up your campaign, you'll see that they ask for a specific conversion event when you're running your ads. So that might be leads, app promotion, website visitors, whatever that is. And then within that, you can send them to a specific app or optimize within a specific event. So if you're optimizing for a subscription event, Meta will send people to your app. They will track the people that actually subscribe within your app and pay you money. And they'll try to find more people like that. That's literally what they do. And so instead of optimizing for installs, you can optimize for any key user actions within your event, within your app, whether it's browser extension activation or, you know, purchases, subscriptions, signups, whatever that is. And the way you do this is by setting up custom in-app events, and you'd feed those events into your MMP, more on this later, your mobile measurement partner. Again, if you're running ads, if you don't have this, you can't run ads. And then you're basically telling Meta and TikTok to optimize for these events instead of installs. Okay, so why do you need an MMP? If you're running ads, you need an MMP. Post iOS 14 update, tracking got broken because of privacy laws, and now it's impossible to see where installs are coming from. And so these MMPs, AppsFlyer, Branch Adjust, Mixpanel, I guess not really Mixpanel or Amplitude, but they can solve this by tracking exactly where your installs come from, and they'll show you which ads drive higher retention users, and they'll help you optimize your ad spend efficiently. So that is the media buying playbook. Again, I didn't teach you how to turn on toggles and turn off toggles, because all of that is nonsense if you understand the key fundamentals of how paid ads work. All these media buyers will tell you a million different things. 9 times out of 10, they're just trying to sell you on getting them to media buy for you. If you understand the fundamentals, you stick to the basics, same exact thing with the creative. Again, like, my knowledge comes from doing this a million times. We've created over 5,000 creatives for mobile apps. And so you got to understand that we don't do any crazy gimmicky tactics. We follow the fundamentals, follow the basics, trust our intuitions, trust our gut, look at the metrics, make optimizations as needed. And it's the same exact thing for media buying. Don't let anyone else tell you different. I hope you enjoyed this episode. The next one will be about mastering full funnel domination. This will be really, 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 really freaking tactical. And you'll know how to really set up your whole entire ad campaign, know how to make certain app ad creatives that optimize for certain events. It will be a little higher level once you get to like around that like $50,000 a month in spend for your app. Okay, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I hope you guys crush the rest of your day. I am sending great energy your way, and I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.